You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The call for the defunding police is not wrong. It's absurd and ridiculous. It is absolutely an intellectual and ideological crime against black people to talk about defunding the police. In the city of Boston, which has, as a result of good policing that has been supported by the black community, we actually have a decline in violence because, number one, we supported law enforcement. We supported the law enforcement, and they've got developed the best partnerships that exist in the country and function as a prototype.
August the 6th, 2021. Those are the words of Boston Reverend Eugene Rivers, saying all this talk about defunding police, it's just going to hurt the black community. It's an idiot's idea. Now, where's the idea originating? From the idiot side of the aisle, actually, from the progressives pushing inside the Democrat Party and getting as much strength and support as they can, that we need to defund police. And they've been doing it, and yet having to recognize the Reverend is correct. Perfect example, D.C. mayor, slashing $30+ million from her police budget, suddenly realizes we don't have enough police officers. We need to hire 170 more. They're going to have to put more money back into the budget. Why? Well, because the cities are exploding in crime. And most of those cities are blue-run, operated, controlled cities where they have indeed defunded police, vilified police, mocking them, always attacking, not one time recognizing what good they might do. And, of course, you got Missouri Congresswoman Bush the other day insisting, I have a right to have security, to spend $70,000 on my private security. I've had threats against me. I have that right, but we're going to take your police from you. We're going to get into that again. That story is going to have a long way to go. It has several angles. Plus, how the state-controlled media is actually fawning, along with leftists, over police, if they were there January 6th at the Capitol Hill, because they were, quote, putting down the insurrection. I praise those officers for what they did, what they faced that day. It was not an insurrection, but it was wrong, it's unpatriotic. But I also praise every officer every day, 24/7, 365, when they're doing their very best to protect and serve. As you know, three officers from January 6th have committed suicide. That is sad. It is. But actions, their actions, or were they really connected to that event? Or again, do we have the state-controlled media and the leftists weaponizing deaths when it works to their advantage? And then, of course, the story about Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot climbing through the window. Now we've got somebody saying that the officer never should have fired and that he never gave her a warning. I've got a view on that that's probably going to upset some folks. I know where he lost one guest we used to have. I don't think he's coming back because of the remarks I made once. We'll get into that. What about getting kids back in school? Teachers' unions already fighting to continue remote learning. I've got a guest coming up, a contributor to Federalist, and he's saying teachers' unions also are attacking parents, in particular one mother. Why? Because this mom wanted to know about the curriculum that's going to be taught to her kindergartner school, to her children. And because she wants to see it, they're suing to stop her from seeing what they're going to teach her kid. That should raise a red flag, shouldn't it? Plus, he's going to tell us about a California YMCA holding a kids' event for youth only. featuring an artist to show the kids how to draw things. A pornographic artist. Sponsored by a YMCA. And we've got tape of New York Governor Cuomo singing a love song to one of his female employees. It's horrible to hear. And the explanation behind it, it's wacko. But I'll let you hear it, and you make your own judgment. Oh, and VP Harris, she's having a crisis, almost a meltdown. We got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load, ready, on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And we're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
No more masks! No more masks!
You're all hypocrites. You're sitting here without masks and you want our kids' masks. No.
Do your job and take the masks off our kids and stick to education.
Hands off my children.
Furious parents gearing up for another battle as one of the largest teachers unions in the country refuses to commit to kids going to school in person this September.
What's happening now is that Delta threw us a real curveball, and, you know, the lack of the herd immunity and enough people being vaccinated and, you know, kids not being able to get vaccines 12 and under has really thrown this curveball. So the bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. And we're going to try to open up schools. And we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
Those are the words of Randy Weingarten, the leader of the American Federation of Teachers, 1.7 members. That was all a clip from Fox Waters World. You were hearing parents at school boards shouting, no more masks, keep your mask off my kids. And already we've got some teachers talking about, you know, maybe we just will want to continue to stay out of school and we will do remote learning again. That seemed to be really good last time around, didn't it? We have no idea right now. We have no idea really as to how much damage we have caused these children by this lockdown over this last year. Now, in the beginning, yes, there's a lot of confusion. We didn't know what we should do, how to do it. And part of the confusion goes to those who say, follow the science. follow the science, but which science are you talking about? Are you actually talking about science, or are you talking about political science? Because that's what it ended up being. And, of course, now we're being told you have to have a vaccine. And if kids are going to be going to school, they need a vaccine. And there are demands that some teachers in some of the districts, the word's coming out that you will have to have your own vaccine as well before you can go back and teach. Well, there are some teachers who don't want to do that. Are they going to be fired? Are they going to be cut off? I mean, are they going to be dropped? Now, here's a very interesting little piece of information. There are some members of the CNN staff, three different ones apparently, deciding, I don't want to get a vaccine. Well, of course, CNN is certainly going to be understanding. Not hardly, no. They're going to go ahead and they've already cut those employees. Do you think they have a chance to win some suit against that employer, specifically CNN? And at the same time, we've got so many out there that they're concerned. They're legitimately concerned. The bottom line is right now is what we're getting. As I said, these three employees fired for refusing vaccination. Three of them. And the president of CNN Worldwide, Jeff Zucker, said we're going to have zero tolerance on this. You need to be vaccinated to come to the office. You need to be vaccinated to work in the field with other employees, regardless of whether you enter the office or not, period. We expect in the coming weeks ahead, showing vaccination may become a formal part of the WarnerMedia pass card process. In other words, your pass card won't work if you're trying to get inside the building, if you're not already cleared that you've had a vaccine. And yet at the same time, we're being told now that even by Rochelle Walensky, CDC, the vaccines aren't really working when it comes to the Delta variant. And we already know in numerous cases that we have breakthrough cases. So all of this is combining again for a perfect storm to control, not to give good health advice and rely on Americans to make their decision, but to control, and it starts with your children. If they can indoctrinate at that level, your own child will be demanding, Mom, Dad, why didn't you get a vaccine? Are you going to get one? Have you had one? And your child will be used again as a weapon of the left in this demand. The vaccines are helpful for many people. I can't stress that enough. But you need to make a decision for yourself. And there's some people that just don't want it. Many members of the military have refused to take it, but now they might be ordered to under the Pentagon. And we also have hospital workers insisting through their unions, we don't want to take it. We're not sure of it. It's still an experimental drug. All the vaccines. They've been approved on an experimental basis. That does not mean that they, again, are not effective. But, yes, there have been some cases. There have been some cases where someone has come down sick and there have been some heart issues, breathing issues, and sickness after getting the vaccine, be it taking a one-shot system or two shots. I've been very upfront with you that I was not going to get the vaccine until I lost a close relative. And my two daughters said, Dad, he was younger than you. He was in better health. You had to promise us you're going to get the vaccine. So I did. And I share that with you. It didn't bother me one bit or the other. I'd been feeling fine anyway, had never had any touch of it. I might have one afternoon last summer, maybe two afternoons back to back, did feel 100%, and I thought maybe I'm coming down with it. Some people now, even though they've gotten the vaccine, have reported, you know, they suddenly seem to have a problem. They go in and check, and yes, they're positive, but they got the vaccine. But supposedly it will make the situation less threatening to you if you have it. But again, we're getting to the point where when you've got healthcare workers that are concerned and yet they're being ordered to do it, you have to ask again, are we losing control here in the sense of just trying to actually do something right and encourage, and instead trying to hit the people over the head with a hammer and you'll make them submissive? That doesn't work. Not in this country. However, if you live in the state of California, you're not really part of this country in many cases. And in fact, the California Department of Public Health announcing California will be the first state in the nation to mandate vaccines for healthcare workers. I told you earlier that many healthcare workers have not wanted to get it. Now in California, they have until September 30 to complete their vaccination series. The order states that we have vaccines available, and it's the most effective means of preventing infection and subsequent transmissions and outbreaks, and all healthcare workers must be vaccinated. Oh, they do add there are limited exemptions based on religious beliefs or a qualifying medical reason. So I guess at least to that extent, they're going to take something into consideration. But again, keep in mind, there's also a push to vaccinate kids as young as 12, maybe even younger, or at least to make them wear a mask all day long in the school again. And Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has made it clear that with the whiplash we're seeing from the CDC on this is the rule today, that's the rule tomorrow, that'll be the rule tomorrow after that, and now we're going back to the rule 2 weeks ago, all this whiplash back and forth is not helping anyone really understand, except for one thing that we do understand. You're just making it up on the fly and yet ordering us to follow. In fact, to that point, Governor DeSantis says on he joins these parents you heard in the beginning a moment ago, in the sense if you're going to try to order kids again to be masked for the hours they're in school, where is your science?
One of the dangers I feel with having mandatory masks at this point, given the statistics you cite, I think a lot of those bureaucratic authorities are going to say, hey, we mask for COVID. Flu is more dangerous for kids than COVID. Maybe they need to mask the kids every flu season. And then it just never ends. And I think if the CDC had its way, I think they'd probably have kids in masks indefinitely. And you're right, Dan, this is not a partisan issue. Parents have to deal with this in real time. Just like last summer, there was such a hysteria because Florida was going to go to school in person 5 days a week, and the media was raising a ruckus and some of these other people. But I'll tell you, parents across the board, they wanted the ability to send their kids to school. And I think it's the same thing this year with the masks. They want to be able to send their kid. They want their kid to be able to be normal. And the schools are really the perfect place to do it because they're one of the lowest risk environments we have for COVID. And the data on that is very clear.
The data is very clear. The CDC even acknowledging, if you look at death rate among children, age 17, maybe up to 18 and below, if you look at the death rate referenced COVID, unless they have some illness, pre-existing condition, the death rate is zero. Zero. And in fact, when you look at that entire category age-wise again, the CDC is reporting 400 deaths of children. But they did have pre-existing conditions of some type or another. And that still doesn't soothe those who have lost a child. And I would imagine in many of those cases, those who have lost a child probably have other children, and they've got to be concerned about their children, the other children as well. But they also know they're trying to get their kids to go on with life and going into school again is part of it. But we've got the unions, as you heard a moment ago from the American Federation of Teachers, saying, I don't know, we may have to remask or shots or something. And, of course, they might just want to be remote teaching again. Listen to the words of William Bennett, who was a Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan.
They're getting paid full-time salaries, and they will continue to get paid. Every hint, every suggestion of a virus, maybe even just a common cold, and they're going to say maybe we ought to shut it down. So Randy Weingarten has given warning that this could be their disposition. Parents are furious. They are right to be furious. Several things to be furious about in the schools. The fact that they're not opening is one of them.
That is one of them. Randy Weingarten, you were hearing earlier, the American Federation of Teachers, with 1.7 members saying, we have to go through this battlefield very carefully. Parents, that's the warning shot across the bow. Many teachers will say, let's do the remote learning again. Minimize kids in class. Or if they're there, they're going to be masked up for hours on end. I don't care how young they are. And the other issue is, booster shots or any additional shots really going to be more effective? And, of course, don't forget who's to blame for the COVID spreading anyway. That story coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
One, two, three, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So once again, let's look at this issue. Booster shots could be coming. Are they going to be in value? Well, let's go first where we are right now. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, stating, our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated, to somebody who can't get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed or a little bit frail, somebody who has comorbidities that put them at high risk, I would suggest you wear a mask in public indoor settings. And those are the words and the guidance from the CDC that gave the reason for Bill de Blasio in New York City to say you will, even if you've had a vaccination, you're going to have to show a passport to get into indoor dining or theaters, Broadway, and you might still end up having to wear a mask. And numerous others are falling in line. And now they're talking about a booster shot. Do we need a third COVID-19 vaccine dose? I mean, if you've already had the two-dose system, do you need a third? Yeah, they're beginning to push that. It's a moneymaker, of course. You do understand that. It's a moneymaker for the pharmaceutical companies. Yes, they're making money on it. Surprise? I doubt you are. But is it really going to be that effective? Now, of course, they'll point out that many routine vaccines still require more than one shot to achieve immunity. And at the same time, they're pointing out that children as young as 4 years old, we might be able to start vaccinating them by the time we reach the end of this calendar year, or at least the first quarter of 2022, if you believe Dr. Fake. That's what he's predicting. Yeah, children that young, they were going to start giving them vaccine shots as well. We have no long-range study on children getting the vaccine at any of these levels of their age at this point. It may be beneficial. It may open up Pandora's box. That's why a lot of folks are just confused. I mean, you want the best for your children, but at the same time, who are you supposed to listen to? Well, again, if you listen to the state-controlled media and Dr. Fake, follow the science. But since the science changes on a continuous basis, I still say the only science they're really pushing that you can count on is political science. That's what they're doing. By the way, we're talking earlier about taking care of the kids in the schools. I want to share this with you. This is a study from the University of Colorado, Denver, and an advocacy group, Common Sense Institute. This has nothing to do with the shots and vaccine, but it does have a clear indicator of how our children are viewed and their wealth and what we're willing to do for them while we're hearing all this clamor for they've got to be masked, they've got to have shots. This study shows that the city of Denver, which Democrat mayors have governed since 1963, homeless spending in the Denver metro area, the money they spend on homeless in Denver is four times the 2021 budget for the Colorado Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Hundreds of millions more than the labor employment or the public safety departments. And then when you get to children, the city of Denver spends about $19,000 on each K through 12 public school student. $19,000. And over that same time spends between $41,000 and $104,000 dealing with homelessness every year. What's going to happen to that report? It's going to go in the circular bin. And, of course, we continue to have the Biden administration say any outbreak we're having across the country right now, and if we can't get kids back to school, you got to blame the Republican governors. We're not going to just sit here and let him say that unchallenged, are we? Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, there's all those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for three generations, protecting homes and businesses. Three generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We need leadership from everyone. If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
Well, of course, that is President Biden from earlier this week chastising Republican governors like DeSantis of Florida, Abbott of Texas, and other Republican governors who aren't walking the walk Joe tells them to walk. Of course, you have to also consider that President Biden has a hard time. Let me phrase this delicately. Has a hard time sometimes getting out of the Biden mental fog himself. It happened again just today. He's at the White House today. And he's looking at his note card provided by the White House staff. And he says, you know, we have roughly 350 million people vaccinated in the U.S. and billions around the world. 350 million in the U.S.? Does he know the population of the nation? And does he actually know those numbers? Because while he said 350 million have been vaccinated, the latest numbers from the CDC said 165 million have been fully vaccinated, with 350 million shots administered. Biden looked back at his notes and said, I said well over, what is the number again? I have to remind myself, 350 million Americans have already been vaccinated. So he did it twice. According to the latest Census Bureau estimates, by the way, our population is just under 330 million. But in the world of Joe Biden, 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. He must have had a harder time with math in the third grade than I did. I told you that's the first time I had real math in the third grade. I remember that distinctly because it's the longest 3 years of my life. And here's some numbers which they've been hiding from us. DHS numbers regarding the number of coronavirus-positive border crossers. You know, it's just the other day, just two, maybe 3 days ago, DHS suddenly issued a statement that we think we're going to start vaccinating illegals when they come into the country. Now, does that not raise a bell, an alarm with you in the sense that you've been ordering us for weeks now to get the vaccine, and you've been letting in hundreds of thousands of illegals during this time? You may or may not test them for COVID, and when you do, you find some alarming numbers, which you're not really sharing with us. And two, you're then helping transport them all across our nation via bus and or airplane. And now you're thinking about giving them the vaccine when they arrive? The DHS Assistant Secretary for Border and Immigration Policy had to admit in a court brief filed this week, the agency has seen, and I'm quoting, significantly increased rates, end of quote, a coronavirus-positive border crossers arriving at our border, and it is spurring, and again I quote, extremely worrisome, end of quote, conditions at border facilities. In the report he had to file, in a court brief, he writes, the U.S. is currently encountering record numbers of non-citizens, including families at the border, and DHS is also experiencing significantly increased rates of non-citizens, read that, illegals, testing positive for COVID-19. And deeper inside the report, he acknowledges the rates at which encountered non-citizens, read that, illegal, are testing positive for COVID-19 have increased significantly in recent weeks. This has led, again I'm quoting, to increasing numbers of Customs and Border Patrol personnel being isolated and hospitalized. Those figures, he absolutely later admits in his brief, all of them are extremely worrisome, particularly because, and I'm quoting him, the continued spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant. So while we've got the left and the state-controlled media saying, look at these red state governors, they're responsible. And if you're not getting vaccinated, you're responsible. Biden got called out on that the other day by Governor DeSantis, and it's worth doing it again. Let's do it.
He's bringing in people from over 100 different countries across the southern border. Every variant on this planet, some we don't even know about, are absolutely coming into our country that way. And what they're doing is people are coming and then they're farming them out all over the United States, putting them on buses, putting them on planes. And so when he's lecturing people about imposing COVID restrictions and lockdown policies on the one hand, and yet not only doing nothing to stop the border surge, but actually facilitating it on the other hand, he just loses all credibility when it comes to COVID.
Yes, he does. And you know what else they're doing? They've been telling us that they have been turning away some under Title 42. Title 42 put in place during the Trump administration by the CDC to stop anyone with COVID from entering our country, to protect our nation. That's why you have a border, to protect your nation. Not only from invasion, but for diseases crossing. Now we're being told, of course, the administration has been continuing to say, hey, we're expelling single adults and some migrant families under Title 42 on a regular basis. They won't give us any numbers on that. And I just read you the report that actually came from the DHS in a legal brief he had to file. And I guarantee you he was not going to perjure himself even for Biden. He was going to put in what's there. But now the Biden administration says it is flying migrants removed under Title 42 deep into the Mexican interior because of not just the rising border numbers, but the increase in COVID-19 cases. And they also have, admittedly, higher rates of migrants making multiple efforts to cross back into the U.S. even after they've been deported. So now we're putting them on planes and not just sending them across the border. We're sending them deep into Mexico. Let them try to come out of there again. Now, Reuters is claiming as yesterday, nearly 200 Mexican and Central American families were expelled deep into Mexico. That's 200. You know how many encounters we had at the border in June? Oh, let me help you out. 188,000. Do you know as to how many? Well, in fact, they go on and point out they're expecting 200,000 with final numbers come in for July. And of the month of June, as I said, 188,000 migrant encounters, 55,000 family unit encounters, less than 9% were expelled under Title 42. So they're still not really doing it, but they're just trying to, it's a shell game again. And along the border, they recognize it. You got the mayor of McAllen, Texas. He said, we've had some FEMA and some federal funds, but look, we're running out of money quick. In the end, this is not our responsibility. We don't do this. We don't deal with immigration. It's making it tough on our community, wasting our resources, our manpower. Our community is angry. We've been trying to do it, but right now we're declaring a disaster over the migrant situation in our city, in McAllen. The Biden administration is directly responsible for much of the increase that we're seeing. You're the one being punished by it. And DeSantis said the other day very clearly what many have echoed over and over again.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from him because he's just mouthing and nothing of substance is coming out other than mistakes. And the White House is not denying a report that the Biden administration might use federal financial muscle to push institutions to require their workers to get vaccinated. And if they're going to use it against private industry, they certainly could use it against states and so forth. In other words, yeah, we'll hold back any federal dollars you might be getting for any kind of activity your institution might be involved in. Now, you know, of course, when Trump talked about holding back federal dollars for states that were sanctuary states for illegals, oh, my God, the cry from left was so loud I could barely think. You can't do that. You can't take federal dollars away on that. Well, a Biden administration considering doing it. If you don't follow what they say, you should when it comes to vaccinations and mask rules. All right, the next segment, let's turn the corner. I'm going to entertain you. Well, let me put it this way. New York Governor Cuomo is going to entertain you. It's like nails scratching on a chalkboard. If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hello?
Hi, Governor.
Yeah?
This is Charlotte.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You don't know that song?
No.
Before your time.
It's before my time, but I appreciated the singing.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
I'll have to listen now.
Yep. It's like a 50s. It's before even my time.
Oh, there you go. Now I have less of an excuse.
You ready?
Yes.
For those who have just joined this program, I apologize. You didn't know that was coming. And for the rest of you, I told you as we ended the segment, get ready for it. And if it's still maybe more than you thought you could handle, I apologize. That is part of a recording that was released the other day by the Attorney General of New York as she unveiled all the allegations after a five-month investigation into allegations that New York Governor Cuomo was sexually harassing and numerous times stepping over the line with female employees, touching them, stroking them, even a female state trooper. He was taking a call from, at that point, from one of the women who made a complaint against him, Charlotte Bennett. She's, at that time, in early 20s. Cuomo, 63. And there was no context given in what was happening, but it appears to be that she was calling him to get some work done, and when he's asked if you're ready, you might interpret that different ways, and she said yes, but apparently it was if she's going to take some dictation or some information, the rest of it is not there. But yeah, he starts singing this Do You Love Me by the Contours. That was back a 60s love song. And that was him singing it during that phone call with one of his aides. Now, you could say, look, he's just joking around. Come on, Larry, don't make a big deal of it. Well, I'm just relaying to you. That was one of the pieces of documentation, some 73,000 items that they say they were looking at during that five-month investigation that apparently got treated as, quote, evidence about how Cuomo was dealing with female employees. And, of course, look at it from the woman's side. If she's not denouncing it and calling it out at that point on the phone call, then does that suggest that she's willing and that she didn't see a problem at that time and later came up with a complaint? I mean, you can go in any direction with this. And if you're defending Cuomo, I'd push every one of the buttons I just gave you. If you're defending her, if it comes to a civil suit, then I would also make the case for her that, well, she's already had numerous encounters like that, and she just had to learn to accept them. She wanted to keep her job. She did in a text exchange with another staffer refer to Governor Cuomo's behavior as, quote, all bad, that he only spoke to her and commented on her physical appearance on a constant basis. Cuomo has acknowledged, you know, maybe I made some people feel uncomfortable, but I deny touching anyone inappropriately or engaging in any other misconduct. Oh, yes, I reached out and hugged, but that's just the way I do, and a lot of politicians do that. That's true. You can make your own decision on the tape. You don't need me to tell you. But I will share this with you. Joy Reid on MSNBC, The Readout, stated, yes, the governor should resign, but then she added, quote, he did a much better job on the pandemic than Trump, even with all the issues. He was a good crisis manager for what it was worth, despite his many issues, including nursing homes. Yeah, she actually added that part. So she says, look at the good side of Cuomo. He's a good crisis manager. You think? You want to discuss that with those who lost loved ones in the nursing homes? She's just looking for a way again to bash Trump as if that's going to lift her ratings, which nothing's going to lift her ratings or anyone else at that network at this point. Coming up in the next hour, I want you to hear from a guest who has a couple of stories, one about teachers' union suing a mom because she wanted to know, what are you teaching my kid in kindergarten? She wants information, and they're suing to keep her from getting it. And also, a California YMCA, holding an art class just for kids, a pornographic artist is featured. Next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
KXEN St. Louis.